Geheimnisse, die nie ans Licht kommen sollten, jetzt aufgedeckt. Akte X-Star David Duchovny enthüllt in Secrets Declassified wahre CIA-Operationen, mysteriöse UFO-Sichtungen des Militärs, Area 51 und mehr. Immer mittwochs um 20.15 Uhr auf dem History Channel. Empfangbar über Sky, Vodafone, Telekom oder im Stream bei Amazon Prime Video und YouTube Primetime Channels.
Hi everyone, Alex here. I'd just like to take a moment to thank some of our patrons. Jay Grace, Lena, Noi Strebor, Handel Barlin, Green Nosed Mule, Charles Lamming, Anna Yin, Justine Silving, Zach Hoffman, Potato, Nikki B, Kaylee Banyard, Jessica Witt, Gio, Maria, Laura Toe, Bethany King, Birdie Nelson, Patricia Keith, and Hall of Mirrors Artworks. Thank you all. We really appreciate your support. If you'd like to join them, go to www.patreon.com/rustyquill and take a look at our rewards.
Hi, Tim here, co-creator and captain big time of Stella Firma. When I first decided to pay tribute to the wonderfully successful podcast The Magnus Archives with an episode of Our Humble Show, I felt it was important to get the blessing of the Magnus Archives creator, Jonathan Sims. When I asked him, and I will never forget this, he turned to me and said, "No, under no circumstances will I allow you to do this, and I will never give you my permission. Now, leave me here in my haunted castle of screams." That's not what I wanted to hear, so I turned to angry bureaucrat and CEO of Rusty Quill, Alexander J. Newell. He said, "What's it worth to you?" whilst gesturing to a burlap sack with swag written across the side. At least, that's what I think he was saying, through his mouthfuls of foie gras and swigs from a flask of orphan's tears. So, with the full support of some of the Rusty Quill family, I present to you The Statement of T. Geistman, a tribute to the Magnus Archives.
Oh, I just go back in here, do I? Is there anything that happens now? Oh, God help me, I'm alive. Oh, Traxel saved me, in a way. Idiot. Oh, it's a package. Maybe it's a well-done or not being recycled present. Maybe it's a guide to getting out of here. And, it's just some sort of speaker box thingy.
Whoa now, what's this doing? Why is the lighting so moody in here? Stop that! Stop that! You can't fool me, you swirling eyed demon! Take that! And that! And how about one of these? You're a tough old thing, aren't you? Oh, what's this now? A note. Make your statement. Okay, I was never there, Your Honor. At the time of the offence, I was committing another more serious fire elsewhere on the station, so it could not possibly have been me. And anyway, you can't prove a thing, and I should know because I broke into the prosecutor's quarters and read their notes. I'm not corrupt. You're corrupt. The defence rests. No further questions. Case dismissed. Oh, wait, there's more. Make your statement. Face your fear. 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 Well, I don't have any fears. Nope. Not me. I've never had a fear. What's fear? That's what I say. Old No Fear Geistman. That's what they call me. Well, that was one night. This was years ago, you understand. I was a young consultant. Skin raw from the academic fluid of the private education tanks and just so full of hopes and dreams for the future. I had it all back then. Freshly minted sales license. A membership to all the executive clubs and a liver you could bounce microasteroids off. I was, well, I suppose you would say naive. Young and naive. Young, naive and stupid and drunk. I'd been celebrating my graduation. Don't judge me. Oh, and sleep deprived. Look, the point is that even then I wasn't conforming to the web of rules and regulations and basic safety measures that society wanted to chain me down with. But despite all of that, I knew that sales is where I wanted to be. The rush of the pitch, the thrill of the deal, the glee of the double invoice, the ritual hunt of the client, and the retainers. Oh, my bored, the retainers. But as my mother always said, "Who are you and why are you in my office, you short idiot?" Wait, sorry, not that one. She always said, "Nothing in this universe comes without a price, you short idiot. And no matter how much taller I got, that never changed. So after I arrived at my new office that evening, it was late, far later than work hours, but I just wanted to see where it was all going to happen, where my domination would begin. The halls were dark, just the dim lights of the instructional propaganda notice board glowing with the words, "Don't even think about it, buddy!" There was the door, in bold letters, T. Geistman, sales consultant. A tear crept to the eye. All mine. Finally, it's all mine. I pressed my tongue to the fluid identification panel, the taste of success. I pressed my flesh onto the print reader, the touch of victory. And I whispered into the sonic identificator, "Geistman, the sound of justice." The door glid open. Glid, is that right? Glided, glowed, glayed. The door opened, and I stepped in, and it was dark. Far darker than the vast inky void outside showing through the viewport on the opposite wall. That had stars picked out across its surface like a sparse carpet of diamonds spilled by a careless debutante or a clumsy jeweler. And there on the desk, something terrible. Something unimaginable. I tried to look at it closely, but my mind spiraled and refused to focus. My understanding slid over this thing like a slimy clone across a steel floor. What was this hideous thing, warping the space around it with malevolent force? Was I mad? Had my sanity been ripped away from me in that instant and cast out into that void? Had the end come? A promising life cut short without care? Without reason? No, because I'm exaggerating. But on that desk was... It was... A timetable. Oh, jailer of time. Oh, cruel foreman of the clock. Segmenter of moments in the ever-changing now. Was this the end of my hopes, my dreams trapped in a desolate future of turning up to things at the time I had previously stated that I would arrive? My vision was swimming. My chest tight. I couldn't breathe. I felt like I was being buried alive under a mountain of mild responsibility. I couldn't stay there. The hunger for freedom overwhelmed me, and my legs worked automatically. I ran for... God, I don't know how long I ran for or how far, but I ran and ran until my strength gave out. My ears ringing, a pounding in my chest, every part of me aching and burning. I looked about for anyone. Friend. Stranger. Someone I could talk to, maybe persuade to buy me a drink, but there was no one. In that moment, I felt so... lonely. Just me and my thoughts. It was like the education tanks all over again. Except I wasn't upside down, being flushed from blame shiftonomics to introductory arithmetic. I look back on that day now and think that maybe that was the first time things... Maybe things weren't going to be smooth sailing for old Drexel Geistman. Old Geisterino. The Geisterator! Things weren't going to be as easy as I thought. Well, story ends. Or statement, or whatever. What happens now? Oh, a trophy! Or a nice side table for my living quarters. Something in dark wood. Bored, I could slaughter a flaxen whisk right now. Wait. Who is that? Who is there? Reveal yourself! Oh, David, is that you? Why are you looking at me like that? And what's that in your hand? Is that my length of pipe? What are you doing with my length of pipe?
Wait, me? With a pipe? I've never approached anyone threateningly with a pipe. That's not David. I'm David. Oh, it's made me feel all tinkly. Oh, I don't like this audio. What's it at all? Maybe I should... there we go. Right into the chair hole with you. Bye-bye, spooky speaker box.